Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But
what'd you think? Rising Star Challenge.
It was cool, man.
Three of the 10 starters.
It was cool. I tweeted about that. Three of the 10 starters in the game were Grizzlies. John Jaren jump ball at center court.
Yep.
Jaren and Brandon jump ball at center court. It was exciting, man. And it was a couple bragging moments at media day. John's kind of a difficult interview at times.
I've noticed.
A lot of times people expect John to say certain things. And in Memphis, we've kind of grown to know, John ain't giving you what you want at an interview. But seeing national media members realize all of a sudden John's not giving them what they want, that was really funny on media day. And it was a lady. Man, Memphis kind of rose up in me, bro, because it was a lady that asked Ja someone asked Ja, like, what if you could get a skill from any other all-star, what would you take? And Ja was like, I don't know who I would take it from, but I'd probably be taller. And then this other lady comes behind and she says, well, what all-star could you see yourself playing with in the future? And before I knew it, bro, like, reflex, I looked at the woman real hard, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really realize what I was, what I was doing, but I know I looked at her crazy. And then Ja was like, Jaren Jackson Jr. is the only all-star I see me playing with or whatever. So, but yeah, man, media, it was a little overwhelming on the media side because there's so many media members everywhere.
Absolutely, I imagine.
Everybody's ruthless and shoving phones down people's faces. And you know who I bumped into? Before I realized who it was, I slid cursed at him, but then I realized who it was. But that didn't matter. But to see who it was just kind of tripped me up.
Ooh.
Rick Bucher, bro.
Ran into Rick Bucher.
Right? Yeah. Rick Bucher, man. Like, he was after the Rising Stars game, Brandon Clark was in a scrum. And I had caught my little corner so I could get my footage of him. And Bucher just comes and stands right in front of me, bro. Not with a camera, not with a microphone, but just stands in front of me, leaning on the table.
Mm.
I'm like, bro, like, you literally just came right in front of me and just leaned there. And it's like every time I'm trying to move, he's just constantly in the shot.
We just had him on a couple weeks ago. You're going to end up fighting with, all of our guys.
I ain't got no smoke with him, but it was the big-time guys really carry themselves
like they're big-time.
I'm Rick Bucher. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna stand right here and do nothing.
No, I've been witness to that and seen it before, especially right. With those national dudes when they come in. They sort of feel like they own the room. Let me ask you this. From a fan standpoint, on what you saw just in terms of the people that attended, particularly on Friday night, were there a lot of Ja jerseys? Were there a lot of national folks that maybe, not just Memphis, but folks that have fallen in love with Ja from a national standpoint?
It really wasn't a jersey thing, but when they did the announcement, Ja was in the top tier of crowd response.
I noticed that.
With the Lucas and the Zions and the Trae Young. That was the top four as far as crowd response is concerned, was those four. And Ja is just, he's just a ready for primetime guy, man.
Yep.
And like I said, I don't know if the interviewing thing is intentional or if it's just where he'll have to mature as far as it goes. Because somebody asked him something about somebody, and Ja was like, I ain't going to lie, I don't even know what it is. And I've been there just dying laughing because I know this is Ja. This is what Ja does. And the media, national guys were like, oh, okay. But, yeah.
The end of the game where him and Zion both get their sort of shots at the goal with nobody to, were you holding your breath, hoping he doesn't come down, or were you all caught up like we were and just, it felt like a slick dunk contest.
Yeah, right? It was fun. And I hate that those guys pretty much have that stance where they're not going to be in a slam dunk contest. Because those two guys would add even more electricity
to
it. Because that slam dunk contest.
That feeling in the building at the end of that game must have been something.
The slam dunk contest was crazy. Like, I was there for slam dunk contest, and it was insane. And, like I tweeted out, I was like, people got to stop talking about this contest is dead, because just like in the three-point contest, we've been seeing guys make threes forever. But it's you still get the thrill of seeing guys go off. And I think the three-point contest needs more work than the slam dunk contest, because they're doing too much stuff.
I actually liked the extra shot they added.
It's just doing too much.
I liked it.
Because I remember the day when it was 30 points. You had 30 points possible. I don't even know how many points.
I think it's up to 40 now.
I don't even know if 25 is enough. It was a lot, because Devin Booker hit 25. I was like, crap, is that good or not? I don't think that's good, because it seemed like he missed a lot of shots. But, but the slam dunk contest was awesome. I just think it's all about, I think certain personalities bring a certain flair to it, and they can, even if it's a dunk you've seen before, you know what I mean?
Suck the air out of the building wherever you do it.
Yeah. But yeah, it was seeing those guys Saturday night. They were going at it. Derrick Jones Jr. and Aaron Gordon, they were going at it.
But I got the feeling because the way it ended, Jaws made it pretty clear on Twitter.
Yeah,
that it's discouraged. You know, to see an unsure ending like that, y'all better know what you're doing before you have me or Zion.
But see, the thing is, I said this a few weeks ago. I don't think Jaws ever going to do it anyway. I think he was just saying that just to be saying it. I don't think he was ever on the fence about doing the slam dunk contest.
The idea that he will never do it just crazy to me.
If he would have did it, why didn't he do it this year?
Because literally, you can feel. Like at the end of that game in the Rising Stars Challenge, how much folks want it.
Right.
And Ja, typically, if folks want it, like he's going to eventually give it to him. You know what I'm saying?
Wanted LeBron to do it for 15 years now.
So. The team is going to get better and better and better every year. So this time next year, the year after that, they're going to be even thicker in the playoff race. Mm-hmm. You know, they could be talking about top four seed, things like that. And so then it's really going to be like, I ain't going to risk myself.
I think the NBA, like I said, I think the NBA's got a problem when you can't get a him and a Zion, who everybody wanted to see this anyway. We literally got evidence of that. On Friday night, if you can't get them in with whatever you've got to do to get them in, if you can't. But if it's a decision he's made, then you're just not going to change his mind.
I think it's still a good show anyway because Connaughton put on a good show. Dwight Howard was bad, but Connaughton put on a good show.
I told him when that news came out about Dwight, I was so disappointed. I hadn't even brought it up with him.
Yeah, Derrick Jones Jr. put on a show. Gordon, I mean, you're going to have guys every year who can put on a show.
What a waste of a spot Dwight Howard was, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, it was. Now, they couldn't get friggin' a fourth guy because nobody wants to
Levine
do that.
Levine didn't even want to do it in his hometown.
Yeah, dude, nobody wants to do that stuff. The game, though, that was like the big culmination.
Yeah, I wasn't able to stay for the actual All-Star game. I left a day early. But watching it on TV, man, was amazing. I kind of wish I was there to be there for the actual game. But, yeah, it was crazy, man, just seeing guys actually go at it.
The intensity.
Yeah, like the way
in the fourth quarter.
Literal Titans on the court, the Titans of the NBA going at it full speed. And, I mean, that was crazy. I was like, man, it don't get much better than this. Because these are like the best players in the world all going at each other.
Taking charges.
Right. And then I look on the sideline and you got like – other all-stars, like, dude, like, that dude's a Titan in his own self, and he's standing on the sideline. But, like, just to see that was crazy.
I hope they keep it that way.
Yeah, they need to.
You know, I don't see why they would change. Now, I'm not saying that they should adopt it for, you know, regular season game. Mm. But, like, it goes back to just sort of, like, your first instinct playing basketball. Mm. You know, you just play to
you're
11.
Chasing
or,
a point. Yeah, you're
yeah,
chasing
like,
a point.
I mean,
yeah.
that's what – and then so I think a lot of people related to that. And were like, that's awesome. And, like, you know, you're playing harder for, you know – For that stretch. So
and the only thing that was anticlimactic to it about it to me was the way that it ended on a free throw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now I think Jason says it should be able. You agree that it should be?
It's not a big. I mean, it ended one way or the other. He missed the first one. He had a little bit more drama. I'm with y'all. I mean, it's a little bit anticlimactic, but whatever.
Right. Because like a game winner,
also
like
to y'all's
career.
Point, it could go on forever. Y'all keep doing all these things. Well, it's got to be one on this thing. Could go on forever.
Kimba did miss a lot of shots.
I don't want to overdo
God.
It either. Yeah. It has to end on a May jumper. That thing could get ugly by the fourth quarter.
Can you imagine how dope it would be like if like LeBron just dunked on somebody to end it like that? Like because LeBron dunked on Giannis. Like
I was hoping he'd hit that three. He hit from almost half court. That would have been dope if he'd ended like that.
If Grizzlies obviously resume play tomorrow, if this team is going to make the playoffs, what's the most important thing the rest of the way?
I think they just have to be consistent, and I think they have to basically if they. They don't need to let their highs go too high and their lows go too low because they could go through a stretch this week where they could easily go 0-4 or 1-3. I think if they have a tough stretch, they should be able to – if they're able to come back from a tough stretch where they lose two or three in a row, hope that they're able to bounce back from that and right the ship. Hope that they don't let a tough loss just totally pull them out. Stretch of losses.
How many of these finals – I think it's 28. How many of these final 28 you think they're winning? Like record? What are you looking at in terms of wins? How many you got
to
get?
I think they need to stay around 500. The Pelicans are, you know, they're coming. They're doing well right now. And I think to keep them at bay, you have to probably stay around 500. Because I don't think the Pelicans are going to be, you know, five or six games above 500. So I think they need to just kind of stay there.
So you think like a 10-18, if I told you that, you'd say I'm crazy. Do you believe they'll play at a better pace than that? Because I'm telling you right now, these 28 are so tough. After you, especially through the first 10, is where you talk about stretches where it could get really bad. You think they're going to be much better than 10-18?
Yeah, right? I think they'll win between 12 to 14 games at this next 28.
And that'll be close.
Yeah, and that'll be good.
Yeah, right
but
there.
I think, like I said, I think the Pelicans are doing well, but they're not world beaters. I mean, they just lost before the break. They just lost to the Thunder at home. So, you know,
and the points you've always made, they're still going to have to try to work Brandon and Zion together.
I think
and
that
winning.
Team still has some weird chemistry stuff going on.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Anthony Sane. Join us every single Wednesday here on the show. I mean, that's sort of – I think the Grizzlies can go 500. Mm. Like, I think they can hover. I mean, like, that's the thing about this team that, you know, we made the point about, is they look like a team that, even though they're as young as they are, they look like they sort of already know what they're supposed to be. Mm. They know who they are, you know, which is like, you know, if this was an accidental sort of play, and it kind of is an accident, like, nobody expected this was going to happen. But, like, that's why I'm not as worried about them sort of losing this, because they know what they have to do night in, night out to win games already. You know, and that to me is what separates them from maybe other young teams like them, is that they know what they have to do and who they are already, it seems like.
Right. I had interesting stat that I picked up. I met someone from the Elias Sports Bureau when I was in the All-Star Weekend networking, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I see you.
But, yeah, I met a guy, and I asked him a question, and he got to me about it the next day about it. He told me that if the Grizzlies make the playoffs, they would be the second team since the NBA merger to average under 24 age, like, as far as they'd be the second youngest team ever to make the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
And he said to Oklahoma City 2009-2010, the first year to KD, Westbrook, and
yeah.
That's the youngest team ever to make the playoffs, but only by a few months they would have beat this team.
Second youngest ever, yeah, if they make the playoffs.
If they make the playoffs, yeah.
How about our man J.B. Bickerstaff? He certainly sniffs out the situations, right, where they would.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And this one worked out. And here, no, real talk.
Yep.
I'm glad that they're not putting the interim tag on him, that they're giving him this thing full time. Maybe he'll get a fair shake.
Yeah.
How about J.B.?
J.B. is God-level finesse legend as far as how he's able to just catch on.
Like
to
Houston, when McHale got fired.
Yep.
Here with Fizz, and then now with B-Line.
And he's been two interims and a head coach. And he got, two head coaches, because they flipped the head coach to him here. But, yeah, man, shout out to JB. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's the brother keeping the job.
I know you never had much confidence in the
brother.
Yeah,
never been really much of a JB guy. I mean, not after he left here. After I saw what he was doing here, I didn't have much confidence. I was pulling for him big time when we first hired him. But, no. Not
what was it?
Huh?
What was it that convinced you he wasn't the guy?
I think he's stuck in another decade. I think his ideology for basketball is stuck in the wrong decade. Like, the way he was using Jaren was just super weird last year. And the way he was just basically trying to hold him back. But he started doing some things at the end of the season.
A little differently.
Yeah. Because just like even with Justin Holiday. Like, Justin Holiday is like your typical modern-day 3-and-D wing. He had no clue what to do with Justin Holiday. Like, he was trying to do too much non-Justin Holiday stuff with him. I was like, JB, what are you doing? Like, it's not that hard to stick that guy in the corner and run him off screens and let him, you know, make three-pointers. He was trying to do just way too much with him.
Did you think that B-Line, in a little bit, John was telling me that the players were playing Bone Thugs and Harmony every time he was in there trying to run that man
yeah,
out, trying
and,
to make that
Trick Daddy's I'm a Thug and Tupac's Thug Mansion.
Yeah.
Did they get a little too proactive in pushing him out?
I don't understand why they should have killed that a long time ago. Like, I'm glad they did it while the man was on vacation or whatever, but, yeah, it was just a terrible fit down here. I mean, he's a college coach. He should have never left the college game. I mean, he's like, you know, atypical college coach, so he should have never came down.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Didn't understand it from the beginning. None of us did when they made the hire.
Yeah, so anyway, at any rate, he's out, and J.B. Bickerstaff is very much in. Anthony, man, we appreciate the time as always, man.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you coming in, my guy.
You and Jeff get y'all things off?
Did me and Jeff get us off? Can I share? I got time to share a quick Jeff story.
Is it about peace?
No.
Oh.
It's an update. Oh, I got like less than a minute.
It's an update?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have less than a minute. You got time.
Right. Last Grizzly game I went to, you know, the whole joggles thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
John
yeah.
Moran with the goggles. Yeah. So I'm in typical Jeff Calkins fashion. He's back here in the locker room, him and, you know, other guys. And John's clearly telling them it's actually binoculars. But in the true Christopher Columbus, Jeff Calkins way, oh, no, John, it's joggles. And I'm like, of course. Poor kid can't even come out with something he's been doing way before he even came to the Grizzlies. He's been doing it all season long. But now here comes Jeff Calkins to come in. And
y'all gonna have to fight this out.
It's just disgusting me.
I thought Jeff set us straight that Ja was saying that
it
was
saying,
actually
Are you saying that Jeff Calkins is a colonizer?
Yeah, he just totally colonized the man's term and just made it with his own arguments.
That's not right, man. It's whatever he says it
right.
is.
And then I wake up this morning and he's saying that, you know, I'm a nobody trying to come up off him. But we live in a world where a Harvard law grad and a kid with a high school, Memphis City School education have the same job. So who's the nobody in that situation, Jeff?
Who was at All-Star Weekend?
Right.
Exactly. Jeff went an All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. You know,
where was Jeff last weekend? Covering Memphis, UConn or something? I don't even know if he was there. Who knows where Calkins was last week?
But yeah, here I am in the same, sitting right next to him with the high school education.
He was somewhere putting up a Twitter poll.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Or somewhere up a pennies behind or whatever he's doing.
Thanks for coming in.
All right.
Appreciate it. We will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sure, Memphians love up on Gary Parrish, not just because he reps Memphis on TV or for his love of comfy T-shirts that fit just right, but because of his sports goodness. Weekdays, The Gary Parrish Show, feeling the love. From 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Guess what? The Grizzlies games are now on 92.9 FM, ESPN via the radio.com app. Get your Grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
20 ribeyes for $30 at three locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. Three locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
Put on your best boogie shoes and get down to the Fitz for KC and the Sunshine Band. Saturday, February 29th, only at Fitz Casino and Hotel.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, head on down to see my friends at Landers Auto Sales. They got whatever it is you need. They got large SUVs, they got small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Right now, I'm in a 2020 Jeep Wrangler. It's amazing. They got more of them out there on the lot. To get down there, they don't happen to have what you want, don't worry. Doesn't matter. Just let them know, and they're going to go find it for you. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South, and they got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. So go see my friends down at Landers. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can get online, visit the website, see the inventory, everything you need at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Achieving your personal best on the road or in the gym often comes down to how you feel. And when it comes to the right shoes, nothing feels better than New Balance. Shop at the New Balance Memphis store, where our in-store team is extensively trained to guide you through a personalized shoe fitting. The fit specialists at New Balance Memphis take precise measurements of your feet. Then, they analyze how you stand, walk, and run in order to determine your foot's size, shape, and gait. Your individual foot characteristics are then matched against more than 48 New Balance models, resulting in the perfect fit. Feel the energy, feel the strength, be fearless. Feel the difference with the New Balance individual size and width advantage. Experience the difference of custom fit for yourself. Visit the fit specialists at the New Balance Memphis store today, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Y'all want this party started right, you got to get on over to Quintessential Suites, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. That's where you're going to get the best suites in town from our man, Christopher Gray, again. There's one level, right? It's the top. It's the best of the best. When we say quintessential, exquisite. We're talking the best suites in town. And again, whether it's their flavored snow, whether it's their homemade ice cream, John, they got something for every taste bud in your mouth.
Indeed they do. They got the fried sweets, which are some of my favorites, the funnel cakes, the deep fried Oreos, the deep fried Twinkies. Another crowd favorite is the gooey butter bar. Yeah. That's a chewy butter cookie crust top with a thick layer of pecans and a gooey buttery feeling, Jason, like grandma used to make.
I've had them. They're fantastic. So sweet, so rich. You will love it as well. Get it for your honey and earn some brownie points. How about their chocolate-covered strawberries? Fantastic. You won't go wrong there. Deep-fried Twinkies. The banana pudding ice cream is fantastic. It's all fantastic. Out at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. Quintessential Suites. And they're quintessentialsuites.com. Go quench that sweet tooth.
What song is this, Jason?
Set It Off.
Set It Off. Set It Off.
Old club banger.
Where does that take you back to, man?
To the skating rink and the club.
Okay.
Both.
Okay. We're back. Thanks to
take me to Crystal Palace.
This is Strafe, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Special shout out to Strafe.
I believe they're one-hit wonders. Like, Set It Off huge.
Absolutely.
To them, especially at historically black colleges, as you know, John.
Yes.
I'm not sure what else that Strafe contributed. But Set It Off was a huge contribution.
I think they're still looking for that sort of next act, but you know, that's
I think they've broken up by now.
Are they broken up? Yep. Too much success, huh? They tasted success and they broke up. Thanks to Anthony Sane for joining us on the show today. It's not a big game for Memphis tonight. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it's a big game. But it's an
big
important
in the sense you better win it.
But it's important in that sense. It's important that you can just you put a stop to the three-game losing streak. You get off the schneid and you just get the feeling good again, right? Like you got a big game on Saturday against Houston, and you want to get on the right side of the win column before the Cougars come into town, because as we know, that's going to be a very difficult game to win.
Very profound thoughts from you there. 5 of 6 last year. No, what was it? 3? Penny lost 3 straight last year, came back and won 5 of 6. If you do that here, there's a good chance in the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
How is that for glass half full, John?
Yeah,
you like
it.
That?
Yes, man.
Now, will they do it? You know, the way to do it is for Alex Lomax not to have 6 turnovers.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
For Boogie and Lester Quinones to sort of continue what's been an upward trajectory for them offensively, to kind of keep on that, and to get a Precious Achiuwa locked in for a first half and a second half. You know, if you get both, he's pretty much the most dominant thing in the AAC. Now, you're going against the guy that's pretty dominant himself in Jaden Gardner. That said, yes, I realize he's averaging 20-10. I realize that, you know, this is a team – you know, that I guess has given Cincy, again, I'd tell you that was at their place, but gave Cincy a run, has beat some teams that you've lost to. So you've got to take them seriously. The bottom line is, if Memphis is to have any chance of making the NCAA tournament as an at-large, it's got to come out and step on somebody's neck.
Well, they're going to start tonight.
If it's going to start, John, it's the same state of mind. It's the same focus. And with this kind of team, again, with Houston's and Wichita State's on the schedule, you should absolutely squash them. With all due respect to what Coach Dooley's doing over there at ECU, it's a team you should squash. So look like it. Don't look like the team that's struggling with them, leaves them in the game, and you give yourself a chance to lose it there in the last 3 to 5 minutes because you can't find a way to get a field goal. Don't put yourself in that position, because I'm telling you, you're talented enough not to be putting yourself in that position. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I mean, and you're trying to, again, you're trying to sort of put these, you're trying to build momentum. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is like going into this AAC tournament. Like, you're
it's
trying
a get-right
to,
game. Like yeah. we said, it's coming at the perfect time.
Like, you're trying to, you know, put some performances together here. That's the biggest thing. And yes, a 13-point favorite tonight against East Carolina gives you an opportunity to do that. So anyway, it's a big game for Memphis tonight in that sense. And then again, you got Houston on Saturday, and you have two opportunities against them. Then you're on the road at Cincinnati. At SMU. So you still have some opportunities left to sort of pad that resume. I don't think anybody at this point is really holding their breath, and you shouldn't be for an at-large berth.
You start holding your breath if you win 3-4 straight here,
yes.
thinking that maybe you can run the table at that
point.
Then
you can sort of –
then talk yourself into an at-large. But right now, you're on the outside looking in even for a top-4 seed. So it's about time to get back to winning, and particularly against teams that you should be beating. Don't come in here and have a South Florida-like performance again, because I'm not going to give you the excuse of you've lost Wiseman, you've lost DJ, so now all of a sudden losing at home to East Carolina that's at 200, that's going to be okay too? No, and it should never be okay around here. I don't care how many examples or arguments you're going to bring up. Again, it's those losses, the South Floridas, the SMUs right at home. I'll give you a few of them, but you take care of business.
Right.
Again, in those where you're clearly the more talented team at home, you're in the tournament right now.
That's true.
And we're all saying how great a job Penny Hardaway has done with the youngest team in the country. A team that on one side of the ball has got it pretty figured out. They're top 15 defensively. Just tune up a couple of things, and you know, you're going to smoke some of these teams you're supposed to smoke.
Yeah, there's no question
about
that.
There's just too much talent on that team.
So it starts tonight against East Carolina. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Because they should smoke Tulane game away.
Tulane's bad.
That's another one they should win away.
Do we like Ron Hunter still? Do we like him?
Love Ron Hunter.
But we don't know if he's going to get it done.
You don't need Ron to make Tulane into a contender, because that's not going to happen. What you need Ron is to pull them up off the basement floor.
Exactly.
And make them a little bit
place.
More respectable. Yeah. And you've got a league that'll, you know, when you go down and play Tulane, it's
I'm not encouraged
drop
so far, honestly. I mean, they got talent. I mean, KJ Lawson at Tulane, that's going to be one of the best players you'll ever get down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, but you only had him for one. What are you acting like this Wiseman of Precious he had down there?
Well,
he realized that it's still
Tulane?
A growth year
yeah.
for them.
That's the Tulane version of James Wiseman, probably.
That said, yes, you've got Memphis, East Carolina tonight. Watch out for Tulsa, Houston. That's a game, because I figure John's going to give you the East Carolina version. That's a game on ESPNU at 8 o'clock, and two of the four teams that right now are top four seeded. We've said why that's important. You want to be a team that's got a bye in next month's conference tournament. Memphis got a lot of work to do to get into the top four. But Tulsa's a team that's only got three losses in the American, traveling to Houston, a Houston team that's now down to 22 in the country. But one that looks like it's on its way to winning the regular season title.
I was talking to Giannotto about Fox and the way they do these college basketball games, because I know there's a lot of these mic'd ups, but they're doing extended, like almost the whole half, mic'ing up these coaches, and it's really fun to watch. So I'm going to watch FS1. This Providence game is on tonight. I just enjoy listening to the coaches, and they've just been letting it run. So that game's on FS1. And then if you're into this Democratic national debate, the debate is tonight leading up to Super Tuesday. Bloomberg's in the debate for the first time tonight.
Yeah, the Dems won't win. Let's just get that out of the way right now. Okay?
Right now it's Bernie and Bloomberg is looking
just,
like they're the front runners.
Let's just get that out of the way right now. Okay, and that's about as much politics as you're going to get from me for this year, but the Dems just ain't going to win. It ain't going to happen. All right?
That's your prediction?
That's not a prediction. It's a fact.
You want to do a tattoo prediction on that one, too?
That went out the window with James Wiseman.
Sorry. Everything predicting went out the window when James left.
That's
we ain't getting no butt tattoo.
Hey, look, if Penny ain't getting criticized, then I ain't getting criticized. Period.
You ain't getting tatted Ken Pomeroy across the table.
No.
Yeah, right. With Ken and Pom.
If James was on this team, it'd be different, as right. We know. Obviously, yes, the East Carolina-Memphis game. But I'm assuming you'll be able to turn away from that game at halftime, because Memphis should have it in the bag.
You know what they say about assuming.
I recommend.
Don't assume it.
I recommend. And the McMillions documentary.
Oh.
Yeah, have you seen it yet?
Oh, I'm actually a co-producer on it.
Tell me about it. I'm interested.
So, I mean, it's about that Monopoly stuff that McDonald's used to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you'd get the drink or the
sure,
fries.
Sure, yeah,
whatever,
with the little
and you,
tabs.
Yeah, and you like, had to collect all of them. But it was a huge scam. It was
really?
A huge
I read
scam.
About it. I haven't seen this. About.
Yeah, so there's so far three episodes have aired. The most recent was Monday, but it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see kind of like what went into this and like what all it constituted.
The guys were buying them from this one dude who was making all this money off of them.
Yes. I mean, it's Jerry Jacobson was the guy's
name.
It's
like 2 years ago I read this.
Wow, what a scam. Huh.
Yeah.
So now they've made a documentary about it or something, you're saying?
Yeah, they've made a documentary about it. $24 million worth of fraud that corrupted the game between 89 and 2001. There were almost no legitimate million-dollar winners in the entire contest. Yeah, so go watch it. It's on HBO. You'll enjoy it after Memphis takes care of East Carolina. That's going to do it for us today. As always, Jason, the show is brought to you by
Wing Guru.
The birthday man, the Wing Guru.
That's right, the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are. We're going to start doing this like my man Jeff at Tiger Games. 4-3
Delayed recall.
Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today, Mark Giannotto, Brian Scalabrini, and Anthony Sane. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Make plans to be at Rec Room on Saturday, February 22nd. Catch the action on our six giant screens as WBC heavyweight champ Deontay Wilder again faces unbeaten lineal champ Tyson Fury in one of the biggest bouts in recent years. Plus, check out our new menu and drink specials. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than streaming the match at home. Bring your crew to Rec Room. 3000 Broad Street at Tillman. That's Wilder versus Fury, Saturday, February 22nd. Reserve your living room now or get there early to grab a seat. The action starts at 8 p.m. at Rec Room.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Leary. I host a TV show where I invest in a lot of small businesses. Let me tell you a great story about LinkedIn Jobs. What's the most important hire so many businesses that are growing have to make? The head of social media. When I was trying to hire the right person, I knew I needed somebody eclectic. I would have never found Kirsten without LinkedIn Jobs. A resume is a piece of paper, but you're not going to look at 1,500 pieces of paper. With screening questions, you've got something that'll vet your candidates faster. And that's a tool that's built inside LinkedIn Jobs. Look at their profiles. They're willing to go beyond the normal resume to talk about the things in life that mean something to them. It helps you make the right decision. Who did I find? Kirsten. She sings opera. She wrestles. And she does social media. It was the perfect hire. So use LinkedIn Jobs to find your Kirsten. Go to LinkedIn.com/Kevin and get $50 off your first LinkedIn job post. LinkedIn.com/Kevin. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jason from 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm really loving these new 5-hour energy flavors, strawberry, banana, and tropical burst. Zero sugar, 4 calories, and they're both delicious. Try them both, then go online to the number 5hewin.com to vote for your favorite. That's the number 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to an exciting tropical paradise. 5-hour energy. Energy on the go. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 and over. Contest ends July 31st, 2020. For entry and rules, visit the number 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.